G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
Brazil's Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation, Luciana Santos, attended an online press conference with international press correspondents based in Brazil. On the occasion, the minister discussed the country's reinsertion into the world of science and technology with an emphasis on strategic character and diversity in the use of artificial intelligence, with a view to technological cooperation between the G20 member countries. She also questioned Brazil's reliance on industrialized product imports, citing the country's technological leadership. Luciana Santos informed that President Lula decided to fully restore the National Science and Technology Development Fund, which has been blocked until 2026 by the previous government. She said that the previous government made contingencies until 2026, which we ended due to President Lula's political decision. What did this mean? That in 2023 we had more resources invested, applied because we managed to execute 10 billion from the National Science and Technology Development Fund, apart from a billion from the IT law, apart from a billion from the ministry's most representative basket of funds. The minister assured that the Brazilian government is concerned about the regulation and responsibility of big techs due to the negative impact that digital violence has on citizens and also on democracy. The minister also spoke about Brazil leading the debate on artificial intelligence in the world, including the interests of the countries of the global south. According to her, AI must keep up with the challenges of government programs and, in the case of global south, build a protection network that allows us to work together more effectively for fighting regional inequality and asymmetry. The entire world is moving in this direction. This is Fabio Fleury reporting from the G20 newsroom in Brasília.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.